Oh, perfect. And how are things with you, Eleni? How is life?
Yes, yes.
How is EDA?
Hi, Italo.
Italo is muted. I think we probably can't hear him.
Oh.
You got home safely then, Italo. If you unmute, you could even tell us. Maybe you didn't.
Florence here or not? Not yet, maybe.
Yeah, it's a bit optimistic for a tad early, aren't we?
Let's wait.
Good morning, hi.
Hello.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, Ike.
Florence, come in a minute.
Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hello, Florian.
Hello, hello.
So, it's 2 o'clock, then can I start?
Oh, I should think so, why not?
Yeah.
Do we have Sophie for
a minute? I'm here.
Yes. Wonderful.
Yes. So, hi everybody. It's Eliane Domingo speaking, and today I will conduct the board meeting. Today is December 10, 2014. Let's check who's in the call. Please identify yourself. Speak slowly for the understanding, please.
Michael Meeks.
Michael.
Bjorn Michaelsen.
I'm sorry, it's Bjorn?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Bjorn.
Hello. Adam's here.
Hi, Adam. Who else?
Heike.
Florence, to you. So, we need the deputies to represent Thorsten, Friedrich, and Joel.
I think we only have one deputy. Sorry, I'm taking some notes as first. We have Michael, Bjorn, Adam, and Eike, and Eliane. And we have Sophie and Florian. Did I miss anyone?
No.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Let me pick someone on our list of novice, right?
Right, do we have Nova? You wanted to join?
I'm just picking him. He's marked there on IRC. So
Nova is here.
Oh, he is? I'm
sorry. Yes.
I don't know. You tell me. Oh, perfect.
So, Norbert, are you going to represent Friedrich? Norbert?
He says he's coming.
Okay. Oh, okay. Ike is here or not? I'm not sure.
Ike is here.
Yeah.
Let me pick Friedrich as well.
Right. So.
This is an IRC.
Ike. Friedrich.
Hello. Sorry.
Oh, Ital is here. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wasn't
Hi,
able
Ital.
To. I wasn't
Sorry,
able to connect. From the PC, so I'm connected from the phone at the moment.
We have Norbert just showed up. And good to see you.
Yep.
Look at this.
Hi, Norbert.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So, Florin, I think we had a call.
I think so. I'm reading out again. So we have Eliane, we have Michael, we have Björn, Adam, we have Eike, Norbert, and Friedrich on board, and we have Italo, Sophie, and Florian. Did I miss anyone? No. Good. Do we have Friedrich, by the way? Didn't hear him yet.
No, we don't. I pegged him on IRC. He's marked
okay.
Present.
Okay. So no Friedrich. So that means...
So let's start the public part. We have the, in the agenda first part about the budget funds.
A quick question: is, I can know, but are you representing anyone? Do we have someone?
Friedrich, no.
We have Friedrich. We have Thorsten and
Joel.
Right, Joel. Exactly. So, I can you represent Joel and Norbert, you represent Friedrich?
Usual.
Wonderful. Perfect. So six people. No,
I can represent Thorsten or.
Thorsten is good. Then let's do it. I can represent Thorsten and Norbert. You represent then Joel in case Rudy shows up later. Let's do it that way if that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I took 10 minutes. Okay. I'd like to just. Say two sentences on the phone conference because I received some feedback and I'm talking very fast myself all of the time. What we should try to do, especially for those taking minutes, that if you're not speaking, please mute yourself and try to, at least when we have some decisions, to speak slowly so we can minute that. Sometimes when people, you know, everybody talks and fast and noises, then it's a bit hard to write things down. Just as a general recommendation that makes it a bit easier to track what we're talking about. So, okay. Then, shall I say a few words about the budget items? About number two? I just do. So, I added this agenda item number two, the budget items. There were a couple of items in the last budget approval where, at least to me, it's a bit unclear what this is about, and I sent a mail to the call list already. If you could quickly give me some feedback via mail afterwards, it's just fine, what they are about. We have a couple of price tags, a couple of items, but I need some feedback what precisely is required so I can kick that off. And I didn't find enough information in the budget sheet, so I sent it around, and maybe you can have a look and give me feedback so we can start out. Like, it was this VNC server stuff is what I remember. We had this usability metrics stuff where I need some feedback, whom to poke or what this is about, so I can kick it off.
So which are still open, VNC and usability things?
Let me quickly see, then I can briefly recap it. Just 1 second. Those are two, I remember, I think it was four or five items where it was a tad unclear to me.
Yeah, because I gave some feedback already to some of them. So.
Okay, maybe I've overseen that. Then I'm happy to look again. Let me see. We have... project, there it is. So what's unclear to me is the crash reporter that we have, re-enable crash reporter for Windows, Mac, plus analysis on data. Then we have a usability metrics collection, client functionality for server tweaks plus opt-in, the VNC server for daily builds, and da-da-dum. I think those three, and then we have, but I think that's already dealt with, this budget for load safe validate regression testing capability. I think this is about the crash testing machine, if I'm not mistaken. And so at least for those three, VNC server, usability metrics collections, and crash reporter, I'd need some feedback what to do about that, whom to poke, whether it's for hardware or for getting someone to do that so I can push that further.
So of those, I take the VNC server stuff, although we mostly have that solved, but I can clarify. Maybe others want to take up the other items just so that someone actually has a name next to it. Otherwise, I don't think we will get, Florian will get any feedback.
Everybody is shy today.
So Bjorn, go ahead and explain the VNC stuff so that at least we get that one off the table.
Yeah, not in the call. I'll just write a mail.
Okay. Do we still have the Hangout with us? Because they're so silent?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
I got a lot to do. Yep.
Okay. Okay, then I just mail it out to the call list again. I guess that's maybe a bit easier than in the call, but just so you know, there are three or four items where it's, to me, still a bit unclear what precisely this is about, and I need some rough feedback so I know how to push this further. But I send a follow-up email then to the call list. I guess that's probably the easiest one. But those three I see. Otherwise, they're approved and, well, nothing happens, and I guess it's not what we want. Okay. Then
I suspect the VNC one is probably just basically increasing infra resource so they can provide that. But maybe I didn't get what it was.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's it.
But like for the metrics collection crash reporter question for me is this for hardware or is the shall we open like a tender on that or you know?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
that's feedback I need in order to you know execute on that. So that's why I'm asking. But I'll send a follow up email to the call list again, asking for feedback then. And so then let's move on to the Fosdem stuff. Unless there are other questions. So for Fosdem, I just got feedback from Michael and from Torsten, and the feedback was, well, contrary. So story is we would like to meet at Fosdem and would like to take the opportunity to have certification, a reviewer meeting during certification, to have a hackfest. The plan is to have a board meeting and a staff meeting. And basically, question, I'd like to have some feedback from you. What do you prefer date on my, sorry, my proposal is, Fosdem is Saturday and Sunday, and my proposal would be to have one certification run during Fosdem on Saturday, which is what Ivalo planned, I think, because a few people will only be at Fosdem and not afterwards. I think Monday, Tuesday, the Hackfest was planned, and what I would do, and that's what I would like to have feedback on, is to have the board meeting next to the Hackfest. It's a bit odd because some would like to attend both, but then Torsten said he cannot be away for so long time, so my proposal would be to have Hackfest and board meeting on Monday, and Italo can run a certification then as well because the board meeting probably won't affect him, and that then on Tuesday we have the Hackfest and the staff meeting because TDS staff is a bit more flexible when they have to go home than others. That would be my rough proposal. Any hard feelings, or is this fine for everyone?
Is Torsten fine with Monday?
Didn't get feedback from him yet. We'll poke him again if it works. But I think a board meeting during Fosdem won't work out. I guess that's undoable.
Sorry, can you? I wasn't paying enough attention. But Monday and Tuesday, that's you.
The Monday would be a board meeting in parallel with a Hackfest, so one or the other, and Tuesday would be staff meetings for Florian, one or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, hearing no hard feelings, decided that that all.
I mean, it's not ideal. I mean, it would be ideal to have the staff in the Hackfest and so on. But there you are. What can we do? Well, it's not ideal. The other question is, are you going to talk to the Beta co-working people and get a room or hire a? You know, I think we should give them some money, given that it's they're claiming to give us stuff for free, but we should contact them about hiring or a meeting room. I think.
Yeah.
In 2 days.
Absolutely. Core is working on that, waiting for feedback whether they have a separate room. They just said, like, you know, you can go to the canteen, which is not optimal. I think at least for the board meeting.
They do have meeting rooms. They certainly have meeting rooms downstairs, whether they have enough of them. But I think we'll need to pay, and we ought to pay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I think that's fine. I think we can pay for that for sure. That's no objection to that.
But the Core has offered money. I mean, I'm just concerned that Core has actually offered them cash rather than...
Okay. Yeah, I'll poke him about that then. Yeah, point taken. Good point. Sure. Okay.
The answer may change if you have one.
That. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, then let's do it that way. Okay, then... I'm sorry, I'm getting a cold. Then let's... I'll follow up with that with Sophie and Core. Next question, not sure if everybody read that. We can defer to email. We have a request from the Document Prison Day folks, whether we are interested in sponsoring them. I'd like to hear if there are any thoughts about it. I think the cost for the large sponsoring is about €3,000, and they offered some smaller ones beginning with $750. Whether that's of interest for us or not, they asked me, and I promised to.
I think we should sponsor it. That would be my take. Let's go for it. We have money, they don't. It's a worthy thing. I'm a plus one.
Gold is €3,000, silver is €2,500.
I think 3K would be fine.
Gold seems fine to me, but.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Plus one, too.
Then let's quickly have a vote on that. Just do it that way. So, my proposal is we become a gold supporter for €3,000 for the next Document Freedom Day. That's my proposal, and I call for a vote.
Sounds good to me. Yep.
Florin, this is for the community or not? Because, for example, in Brazil, we have the Document Freedom Day, and...
Yes, but that's coordinated centrally.
Yes.
And a whole load of marketing and collateral and stuff built around it. So, yeah.
I think, Eliane, you're asking for some money to run the day in Brazil, isn't it?
Not only in Brazil, because I think, for example, if I'm not wrong, Robson, he do the Document Freedom Day, and I don't know, I never asked for the Free Software Foundation Europe any budget for that. I always do with my own money.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking if we have something for the... No, so this is another event. It's not about PDF. I know it's Document Freedom Day, but we have here all the years in many cities. Then we have many members in the community that are preparing something, and they do many things with your own money. That's why I'm asking. So I will have a conversation with the organization of Document Freedom Day.
I think that's something good that we can sponsor. And if there's something local going on that needs funding, my personal take is TDF should do that, of course. So hearing you invest personal money feels bad to me. So please poke us.
Yep.
That's one of the core things that we can do, supporting that, spreading the word. So in any case, don't pay privately, please. Don't be shy on that. <It's>, absolutely.
No, I'm just asking. I know it's different events, okay? Thanks.
So, then quick word on that. So Michael said one, Eliane, on the funding?
So... We can go to the private part, that's it?
Let's conclude the vote first on sponsoring the DFD with €3,000. So Eliane was plus one, Michael was plus one. Björn?
Yes, plus one.
Adam?
Plus one.
Eike for Torsten?
Yes.
And Norbert for Joel?
Plus one.
Okay, thanks, 6 out of 6. Now we can go to the private call.
So, we can check who is in the call. Michael is here.
Yep.
Yeah, Bjorn is here.
Yes.
Norbert is here.
Yep.
Ike, too.
Yes.
One, two, three. I'm here. So, let's go to the private part. And Michael, we can stay here, or...
You can stay there, and I'll dial the private part in. Thanks, guys. See you in a bit.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you in a second. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.